Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a new parent, the world of parent technology is pretty insane, Breeze.
It is. I can only imagine what's out there for you.
It's funny when you talk to someone who has had kids, you know, years ago, not even 10,
really?
five for some of the stuff you tell them blows their mind. But I think I've finally gotten there when it comes to putting my foot down for a technology that's gone too far. Like, I've talked to parents before. I tell them that we have what's known as a baby Brezza, which is basically
the baby Keurig.
It's like a baby Keurig.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect temperature, the perfect amount, perfectly mixed.
The baby barista.
That's been awesome. It's been a lifesaver for us. I tell them about on diapers now. Some of the diapers have a strip that is yellow, and then when the baby is wet, it turns blue.
Okay.
So you know.
Okay.
And that stuff's been great. That stuff's been helpful. But I've got to put my foot down when it comes to the smart diaper.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
I a little bit, but fill me in on what it is for people that don't know.
Okay. Pampers has launched what they're calling a smart diaper that notifies parents when their baby's diaper needs changing.
Uh-huh.
It's the Lumi Baby Care System. And it's apparently been co-developed by a bunch of pediatricians and features an activity sensor that attaches to the infant's diaper and alerts you when the diaper is soiled.
So you're going to say you're against this? You're going to go against this and say we don't need it?
If you need an app to tell you when to change your baby, aside from maybe not having all of your senses, you shouldn't have the baby.
Okay.
You know. As a parent, you know when it's time to change your kid's diaper.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it depends. Number one.
Well, if it's number two, you can smell. Yeah. You can also just kind of peek in there and take a look-see.
I'm kind of shocked that you're going kind of against this.
I'm not going kind of against this. I'm fully against this because this is a slippery slope. What is next? An app to tell you when to hug your child?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I fear. We're already so obsessed as it is with our cell phones. Now we want to be attached to them even more in this regard. It doesn't sit well with me. Call me old school if you want. There's probably parents out there thinking, that'd be great. I'd love that. But not for us.
Okay. You've gone on the show before. We talked about how, you know, you're a little lazy here and there.
Yes,
and you,
sure.
You full-heartedly admit that.
I fully own that. Absolutely.
So I'm kind of shocked that this aid you would not get behind. I mean, how... I get maybe for the number two, you can smell that. But
yeah.
How apparent is it for number one?
It's pretty apparent. You can use what I call the poke test.
Oh.
That pretty much tells you what you need to know.
Oh, God.
It's not exactly rocket science to know that a diaper is dirty and needs to be changed.
Okay.
It's just not. It seems unnecessary, honestly.
Just a little ding. I mean, life gets busy, Corey. I agree with you. It is kind of a bit much, but some parents actually do need this in their lives.
They do, such as who?
I don't know. You know, those busy parents, single parents that are working five jobs,
you
trying
still
to
know,
make ends meet.
You still know when your child's diaper is ready to be changed. You don't need an app to tell you that. Honestly, they're preying on parents. This is the Pampers company. Do you know how much this whole thing costs you?
No.
$349.
Like,
it's another money grab. It's another way to get
per diaper?
Not per diaper, so it's part of this whole system.
Okay.
Which it does have some cool aspects to it. I will definitely give them that. You can track the baby's sleep schedule, the room temperature, feeding activity, and it puts it all in the app for you. That's kind of cool to know that information. But I can't get past the alert to let you know it's time to change your baby.
So this is kind of like a Fitbit for a baby. a little bit because it tracks everything about them. Their sleeping patterns.
There's other
waist patterns.
There's other things that do that too. There's a sock you can put on your kid that do similar things.
We did not
venture into that world either because I think sometimes there's too much information.
Right.
But like on a base level, how can you not know when it's time to change your own kid? And if you need this, if you rely on this, don't you think that's alarming, Breeze?
I guess it can be alarming, but I really think it's going to help. I mean, this is the way of the world. This is, you know, technology is taking over the world, whether you like it or not. And I mean, I think you're going to have to lean in just a little bit. I think you'll be out of the woods by the time this actually hits the market. But I think this is going to be a lot more popular than you think come 5 years from now.
Are there parents out there that are intrigued by this idea? The tech so far and the comments so far on Facebook seem to be on my side with this, thinking that it's just utterly ridiculous. What's this texter? What's next? Going to the bathroom for them? Is there going to be an app to do that?
Well, they are babies. They don't know all of the things yet. So, I mean, I don't know. This is helpful. I think it's a time saver for everyone. You don't have to do the poke test. You don't have to have...
You don't have to pay attention to your child.
The poop smelling up the whole house.
Is going to smell up the whole house anyway.
It's on your Apple Watch. You're like, oh, time to change little Johnny. Here we go. Bop, bop, bop.
Is this something that, because again, you are
use your resources.
You're toying with the idea of children in the future. Not right now. You're a work in progress.
Not right now.
In the future. You think this is a necessity, a need?
It is not a need, but it is definitely going to help you. It's going to assist you, if you will. It's basically a live-in nanny.
It's teaching us to not be proactive parents is what it's doing.
Okay.
So, you know what? If you want to use that, if you want to spend your money on that, you do you. But for me, I'm taking a step back. Call me old man if you want. It's my old man stance.
Old man Withers.
Not happening. Smart diaper, not for us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.